morning users, and congratulations to you all on your Marconi Award.
Thank you, Kat.
So
Kat
proud of you. So proud of you. Wow, White Elephant Day again has come around. It seems like we just did this 12 months ago, and it's time to do the draft. And so in an effort to streamline this process, in a random drawing that happened just before this segment off air, it was determined that Corby Davidson, one of our captains, is handling morning drive on Wednesday, December 8th. Craig Junior Miller is handling middays from 10 to 3.
Non-disclosure.
On White Elephant Day.
Down the horn.
And that means Dan McDowell of the Hang Zone on White Elephant Day will captain afternoon drive from 3 to 7.
All right. I like that because I don't have to wake up early that day.
You don't have to wake up early.
But I have the 10 to 3.
You do.
Captaincy, which is the longest shift, so that's a real grind. It's going to take a lot of effort.
Seems worthy of a Marconi Award winner to me.
But it's kind of perfectly situated. Don't have to wake up early. Don't have to stay late.
Or is it?
Oh, I guess that's a good point somehow.
Everybody today from the host ranks, the producers, and the ticket ticker anchors are eligible to be drafted. So there are 13 ticket programming folks that are in the draft pool. There is one rule. You can't go off the draft board to draft someone else. We call this the Gordon Keith Memorial Dave Lane rant rule.
That's right.
You got to stay with the people that are on the board.
I drafted an undrafted player.
Mucked up the works for years.
Did what to the works?
Mucked.
Okay. I'm gonna
the draft order has been predetermined. We can go through that entirely, or we can just say that in an off-air random drawing, Junior Miller has the first pick in the draft,
number one overall pick,
Corby, and then Dan McDowell, the first three picks in round one.
And by the
way, happy to be with you.
Yes, Corby and Dan are both with us this morning. Hello, guys.
This is non-disclosure around the horn.
Shh. Die.
Tony Musers.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. I got my notepad out. Been writing notes
official.
All morning, how to win a Marconi.
The only other rule
raw
is...
Raw dog. I have raw dog written down.
That's right. Okay.
That's the way I win.
The only other rule is you can't choose someone on your team with their first pick.
With our first round pick.
Yeah, you can't... Sorry,
team.
I'm sorry. You can't... Yes, that's right, Dan. You can't choose someone that you normally do the show with.
So in other words, I'm picking first overall. I can't take George or Gordon.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. I'll
but pass. You can take Fernando or Sean.
That's correct.
I could?
You could.
With my first overall
pick? You, if you want to waste your first round pick on Sean Bass,
unlikely.
You can't.
Oh,
whoa,
sorry. If you want
to, whoa, he's whoa, dude, come
like
10 on.
Feet away from
that
you.
Was such a jerk.
What are you doing?
Jerk ass.
Could be a sleeper.
Sean, did you hear that?
He's talking to his boss that way?
You can't talk to Bellacat like that.
Bellacat.
Right, I have my big board out. I think I'm ready for this draft.
Man, what a suck up.
Let's let the drafting begin.
Wop.
Oh, we have a thing.
So, Craig Miller, you're on the board. You're on the clock.
This is the production we have?
Yeah, this is pretty lame production, but okay. I'm on the clock. All right. Can't take George or Gordon. With
or
my
me.
First...
You can't take me.
And I can't take Dan or Corby because they're captains.
Oh, that'd be something.
Oh,
with my
whole
first overall pick in this draft... In said draft, I select
none other than,
and the one and only Donovan Lewis.
Wow! Whoa! First draft pick overall, Donovan Lewis.
I like his flexibility. He's versatile. He's a lot of fun. He's always up to do whatever. Donnie's a good team member to have.
It's a good player choose right there.
Second pick in round one is Corby Davidson.
You know, I was going to try to make headlines by being the first of the integrated shows for the White Elephant, but I guess that is out the window.
Yes, I'm the trailblazer here.
You are, as huge. I'm going to also go with a human being that I consider to be an incredibly hard-working man. A man that will give his all... and dedicate the next month in planning this entire program. That is none other than my dear friend, Jacob Kemp.
Corby,
it's the Kempansy.
Corby, I was hoping that with the stage there that you were going to say, we shall what? He, as we all do in live spots, he painted himself into a corner last night on one of his live spots and I was listening. And he was, you know, he's given the copy points and then he goes, we shall what?
I've already gotten an email.
Funny.
Dan
make good on that.
Because this is a white elephant draft, there is some snake elements to this. Dan has the last pick in round one and the first pick in round two. So, Dan, you're on the clock for two picks in a row here.
Thank you. For my first pick in the 2021 White Elephant Draft, I will choose the most versatile talent at the ticket. He can do everything. He can do just about everything. He has one flaw.
Just about everything.
Which we will address later. But he's so versatile that he can play both sides of it. He could do the fake Wade and be more demeaning to him than anyone in the town, and then on the other side, do more to praise him.
Brings it up again.
I would like to. I'm just telling you, you're great.
Oh.
George Dunham.
He's complimenting you.
George Dunham. The number one.
Okay. Let's go.
Is his one flaw picking football games?
For my next pick.
Okay.
Sounded like support to me.
To address the one flaw that George has, to round out our time slot, his one flaw is, Craig, picking football games.
Oh, I was right. Sorry, George.
That's okay. It's been a tough couple of years.
He's right now looking at a corner next to the Christmas tree where maybe he'll be sleeping for a couple of nights in the studio. He's on pace for that right now. So, who can pick football games better than anyone else? Or at least he tells you he can. My next pick, I will pick a Hall of Famer, Norm Hitchcus.
Whoa! Wow. That's a reach right there. That could be considered a reach.
That's an upset.
Whoa, Nelly.
The second
Don't
pick.
Think anyone else has a Hall of Famer on their roster. Go ahead.
The second pick in the second round is Corby Davidson.
Well, I was hoping this would fall in this direction because this is a... I'm sorry.
You okay?
Marconi
because
no
this
pad?
Is a no-brainer. A man that groomed me for all these years in the Rant Farm system. Let's go ahead and get things kicked up once again after a 18-year hiatus. That is my dear, dear friend, Gordon Dr. Keith.
This is non-disclosure, around my horn.
Oh, boy. Around my horn.
So now...
Gordon...
The Odell Beckham Jr.
Jake,
is off the board.
Yeah,
you can't
look.
Speak to me that way. I'm a Marconi winner.
Yeah. We're just going to hope that we have good enough leadership, at the very top to deal with him. Yes. Maybe get to him early, you know, throw him a little pass, a little three-yarder behind the line of scrimmage and let him go.
You better get him involved early.
So Junior has the last pick in round two and the first pick in round three. So Junior, you have two picks in a row here. You're on the clock.
I'm on the what?
Clock.
Oh.
We'll beep that one, too.
With my second round pick, I select my dear friend, a man that I know will work hard at putting the best White Elephant show together possible.
Bestest.
A man that I can talk about being a ridiculous sports nerd as a kid with, and we can talk F1 as adults. The Bob Sturm Show.
Hey now.
You could talk vampires, too.
Yes, vampires.
Oh,
by the way,
I'm so jealous. I
wrapped up season 2 last night. I watched episode 10. Have you guys seen that?
You haven't finished season 2?
I just did last night.
Why are you so behind on that show?
Season 3, you mean?
I'm sorry.
He's talking about season 3.
I apologize.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, season 3.
I can't get it to play.
Have you seen the final episode?
No.
Oh, yeah.
This is the weirdest ending ever.
I know. It's so great.
With what happened to Colin Robinson, but golly.
Baby Colin.
Baby Colin Robinson. Okay. My third round pick. I have the first pick in the third round.
That's right.
All right. I'm going to select my dear friend and someone who is very versatile and someone who is always up for a lot of fun. In fact, he's the captain of Team Having Fun. Give me Mike Soroy.
La, la, la.
Cheers.
So the first non-tier one pick is Mike Soroy.
That's correct.
Jeez. We haven't mentioned that.
No way. A little unnecessary there, Cat, yeah. But yes.
We knew who Mike Soroy was without your clarification.
That's the whole Bellacat thing, you know. He wants to put a thumb on you, and that's just the way he goes.
What a jerk.
Dan McDowell has the second pick in round three.
I'm next?
Yes.
Okay.
What are we doing again?
round three. And, so... As I look at the players left, I think I'm getting great value in round three.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's basically a host himself. To not call him tier one is criminal. So let me have longtime employee and musical genius Danny Bayless.
Oh!
So to recap...
What a...
Go ahead.
What a backhanded compliment that is. Long-time employee.
Well, I know he's been here forever.
Okay. Yeah.
Do I understand correctly? Did the Knock City Knocker just go?
The Knock City Knocker is off the board.
I said he's basically tier one, and you're just trying to turn my words
basically.
Around.
Basically.
Well, Craig won't allow it. I will.
Okay.
Go ahead, Craig. Back to you.
So an afternoon drive with Dan is now George, Norm, and Danny. Middays with Junior is Donnie, Bob, and Soroy. And in morning drive so far with Corby is Jake and Gordo. And now it's Corby's turn to have two selections in a row with the final pick in round three and the first pick in round four. Still on the board, Mike Fernandez, Blake Jones, Sean Bass, DJ Ringenberg, Ty Walker.
They'll all stay on the board.
Stop it.
What?
Now you're taking shots.
Again, this is really working to my advantage of being a true expert in this game, being a captain for so many years now. I need someone to organize this entire production. I need someone who is limited on air with his skills, but can really galvanize a crew of ne'er-do-wells. That is the mildly talented Blake Jones.
Limited on air with his skills. That's not
and then
even
to round
a compliment.
Blake Bell. And then to round things out, the most underrated man at the ticket, a man who has one fan, Craig Miller. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the squadron, Ty Walker.
That is really disappointing that you took Ty, because I would have taken him because I'm a huge fan.
Stay out. I know. It was a steal.
Yeah, I did a mock last night. That did not match up with my mock draft.
And we're taking Ty as kind of a challenge to show that you can still do a good show if Ty's
on
your
team. That's not
a compliment. Holy cow.
There are three picks left. There are three picks left. Junior Miller is on the clock.
On the what?
All right, so Sean is still out there. Fernando is still out there. And
DJ Moose Ringenberg.
DJ.
It's an easy choice. Sean.
You don't tell me what to do.
Okay, fine.
All right,
I'm just trying
Sean.
To help your team. See there? You knew I was right.
That didn't go like my mock either.
So there's two players left on the board. DJ
no
and Fernando. Dan has the next pick, and then by default, Mr. Irrelevant will land on Junior Miller's squad.
Mm-hmm.
For my next pick, this is easy. I choose Julie Dobbs.
That's a violation. Oh. That's a pass.
Yeah.
Wait,
that
what?
Means he loses the pick.
Loses the pick.
Violation.
No, I want to pick. I want to pick the most underrated guy at the ticket. Buy stock in this guy now. DJ Ringenberg.
DJ!
Someday
he
you're
barely
gonna say,
knew his
I work
last
with
name.
DJ Ringenberg. I know him very well.
Barely knew it.
All right, and with the last pick in the draft, I am very happy to select the backbone of our show for 25 years.
Marconi Award winner.
Marconi Award
with
winner.
The last pick. I'm very happy.
And he will produce the midday show, uh-huh. Fernando.
You're an insult machine, sir.
So I like our team.
So your team in middays, since you had the last pick there, is Craig Miller with Donovan Lewis and Bob Sturm, Mike Soroy, Sean Bass, and Fernando.
What a lineup. Who drafted that team? That guy must know what he's doing.
In Morning Drive, captained by Corby Davidson, it's Jake Kemp, Gordon Keith, Blake Jones, and Ty Walker Chicken.
That's a winning team right there.
Quality
until you
really
said Ty Walker
fell off there. Yeah, at the end,
Gordo has to work more.
You're a jerk. You're his number one fan.
I am his
and
number
you're saying
one fan.
That?
That's why I can say that. I'm joking with Ty.
You can insult him because you love him.
I love him more than anybody up here.
That's probably true.
Afternoon Drive, captained by Dan McDowell, is George Dunham, Norm Hitchkiss, Danny Bayless, and DJ Ringenberg.
Team, 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 team. What a team.
And that is the White Elephant Day lineup. Wednesday, December 8th, all day.
December 8th.
This is not...
On the
George.
Chicken.
What? Thursday isn't ready for this flex.
Would you like to lead up the Players Council?
Yes.
Ooh, you're going to have a Players Council.
You're
going to
have a Players Council. Yes, I would if I could.
I'll consult with you.
Okay, great.
Gordo, let's record the show. That way we don't have to go in.
Yeah, we can do that. We're innovators, Corby.
Right, right. Let's predict what will happen the day before when we record it and then just let it go.
And I'm calling for a players-only meeting on our team already.
Interesting.
That'll go well.
Well, Corby's well attended. Coach, kind of, or captain. So is he invited, or is he?
Yeah,
a player
he's invited.
Coach?
He's a player. We don't have a coach. That's the way we see
so
it.
So then it would just be a meeting.
Right.
You know, okay. Wait a minute. Right. Wait a second. Are we getting that Gordon is calling for a meeting?
I'm calling
for
a player's calling for a meeting.
Okay.
That
right.
I will then miss.
Right.
Or at least because I will forget about
show
it.
Show up 10 minutes late to it. Okay. No, we're just for the record, I want to make sure I got
you called this.
This
meeting.
When is what?
You know what? You called for it.
Let's have our meeting in Lee Harvey Oswald's bathtub.
Gosh, boy, I should do the show from Lee Harvey's bathtub.
Now he's motivated.
Where I'll be speaking ex cathedra.
Dan had a good question. When is White Elephant?
Oh, yeah, is it tomorrow?
No,
yes,
no
it's tomorrow.
It's one of these Wednesdays, isn't it? It's usually on a Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Kat actually just said December 8th.
Is that a Wednesday?
3 weeks from now?
Why are we doing this now?
I think I'm off. Day.
Yes, 3 weeks from today.
To give you plenty of time to plan your show, Dan.
Oh, we're planning.
I'm ready. Let's do it now. I'm ready today.
All right.
This afternoon.
All right. White Elephant starts next.
Let's have a good one. All right, Corby, Dan, see you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Kat. Thanks for having us.
Bye, Corby.
Bye, Tony.